You know, I am very thankful that in 2022, there's a day still marked on the calendar. That's Mother's Day.
Yes.
Because what I feel like for us in service here today, what it does for us, is it helps us to reflect on the plan that God made so long ago that is still a perfect plan when it's followed. I was thinking of a song that we've sung in the past. I still serve an amazing God.
Yes.
And a part of that says this whole world is bound to change. And is it ever changing today?
Yes.
But I'm glad I know the one who always stays the same.
Yes.
My song shall ever be amazing God. You're still amazing me. Amazing me that with, as time moves on and we have new generations, things have changed for us since the first of 1900. You think when there was no electricity, no cars, no modern conveniences that we have today, and yet God had a plan that those people could make it. And that is the same plan that he has for us today. And you know what? It still has a guarantee to it. It will work. So today what I'm interested in is for Mother's Day. You know, God's plan has never had a recall. We have every once in a while I'll get something on a vehicle that says you need to bring it in. We didn't realize this when it was built, but we're finding that this car is having problems, so bring it in and we'll fix it. You know, over all the centuries that has passed, God never had to look at his plan for a family and say, you know what, I need to adjust that today. It needs to be fine-tuned or overhauled for the time we're living in. Because he made us, he created us, and when he did, he put within us something that when we follow his plan, it works perfectly. So I was thinking of another song, Change and Decay in All Around I See. You know, that can be depressing if that song ended right there. But instead it says, O thou who changest not, I want you to abide with me. And abiding with us is what we want to talk about today. He had a plan that he put in place. We sing that song a while ago, Thanks Mama for Praying for Me. You know, if we were to look back on our lives today at the impact that a mother had on us, something to be very thankful for. But you know, it all comes about, it does not bring glory to a person. It brings glory to God for the plan that he gave and the grace that he gave to be able to follow that plan. I would like to start with some verses in Psalms 19. Because you know what, this all goes back to God's law and following it. 19 and 7. I'm going to go down for a few verses. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey in the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them is great reward. I look at those verses. Those are very valuable for us. The law of the Lord is perfect. It's perfect still today, as it was way back then. Moreover, by those laws is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them, there is great reward. There is great reward in following the plan that God has for a family. We're in a lot of confusion today about it, but when we will go back, in keeping of them, there is great reward. And it says, the law of the Lord is perfect. As for God, his way is perfect. Let's always remember that. As the world says, this now is the way. They have put light for darkness and darkness for light, good for evil and evil for good. But in the middle of it all, we can still say the law of the Lord is perfect. And all it needs to have is to be followed.
Yes.
So I was thinking of a couple instances that I'd like to share with you. Remember when the Lord went to Moses, this is in Exodus 25, and he said, make me a sanctuary. I want to dwell with you. And then he gave some instruction to follow. And it goes down in the 40th verse. It says, I want you to make it after a pattern that I've given you. I've given you the details of how I want it done. And I mean, it was some minute details. I want this to be this size. I want this to be this color. And he gave him clear instructions for it.
Yes.
I want you to follow after the pattern. And you know, 15 chapters later, in the 40th chapter of Exodus, in the 16th verse, there's three little words there that I want to look at. Thus did Moses. He followed exactly the plan that was followed. You know, it would have been easy for him to say, I need to make some shortcuts. Why would we have to dye this hide blue instead of some other color? We do it because God said to do it. And so he followed all those instructions, and it ends up, because you know, at the end of him building it all, he cannot make God move into the tabernacle. It's only if God is pleased with how it is done. And you know, we're living in that same time today. We cannot force God to bless our lives unless we're following in the path that he's given us. But it does say in 40 and 34, the glory of the Lord filled the temple. He came down, God came down, saw that it had been built exactly like he had prescribed for it to be, and his blessing fell on it. I'm thinking about for today, Mother's Day. You know what? When a woman follows God's law, he's going to stamp his blessing on her life. I am very thankful that his blessing can be given. Another example was Genesis 6 and 14. Remember, Noah was living in a wicked time. God came down and took a look at it and decided, I'm going to destroy the earth. But he said Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And just like with Moses, God gave Noah some instructions, said, I want you to build an ark. And he gave him some real detailed instructions. Build it this size. Build it this length. Do it exactly this way. And what does it say in 6 and 22? Thus did Noah. He followed the exact description that was given to him. It was very important that he did it, because there's coming a time when the flood is going to come.
Yes.
And it needs to be able to float. And you know what? We have our human reasoning, and that's what's happening in the world around us today. I think this ought to be accepted. You know what we have to do is we have to go back to the law of God. What did it say? The law of the Lord is perfect.
Yes.
He will not in 2022 say, I need to make an adjustment for this. No, there is still something for a family that if we follow that pattern. You know, a pattern, I've had them before, to where I'm needing to cut 20 boards this exact length. 20 inches and 3/4 or whatever. And so I cut one and I check it with a tape measure and it's exactly that. What do you do with that? Do you say, okay, the next one's going to be that. I take a pencil, one of those big old pencils that make about 1/8 of an inch mark on it, and I cut it and I'll just keep on doing that. You know, when you end up, you're quite a ways off when you've done the last one. So if I was smart, I would write on the first one after I measured it, I'd write pattern. And I would take the next one and mark it from the first one. The third one is going to be marked from the first one. It always goes back to that. It's important for us to go back to the pattern of what God still prescribes for a family. It will bring the greatest peace that can be given. The world around us is in a turmoil today. But you know, we don't have to be affected by it. Right through the middle of it, we can have peace. And I feel like for a Mother's Day today, it's a message that we need to be able to share. God has a plan for us that we can go through this time and be able to make heaven our home.
Yes.
So there's a plan that he gave for us. I'd like to look at Romans. Romans in the 12th chapter and in the first verse. I beseech you therefore, brethren. But you know, this is Mother's Day. So I'd like to change that. Talking to sisters, I beseech you therefore, sisters, really for all of us, by the mercies of God, present your body a living sacrifice,
yes,
holy, acceptable unto God. It's your reasonable service. I believe this verse is for today. And be not conformed to the world. What the world is trying to pressure us with, that this is acceptable today, don't be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The will of God for a mother, for a woman in 2022. What is it? There's another verse over in 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians in the 6th chapter and in the 19th verse. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? Ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. There's a lot of pressure being applied today. And we can look at these verses, and I believe it was speaking of saved people. But you know, really, everyone has been bought with a price.
Yes.
Jesus, when he died on the cross, he paid a price that everybody could be saved. So the price has been paid. You've been bought with a price. It's our choice whether we glorify God in our body and in our spirit, which are God's. And then there's another verse, 1 Corinthians 3 and 16. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. You know, I would like for us to remember these verses over the next few weeks. We're hearing a whole lot about Roe versus Wade today. We're seeing signs that say, my body is mine. I can do what I want to with it. You know, these verses apply to all people,
yes,
to man and woman, saved and unsaved. If a man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. It may be out in eternity. But we need to keep this in mind. God has laid out a plan for us. We're bought with a price. Mother's Day today. A good foundation. Another song says, how firm the foundation upon which, and I'll put she in there, upon which she builds, it's a structure to glorify God. How wondrous the power of the Savior that shields from all the vile tempter's dark flood. That wicked one toucheth her not. A woman, a mother, can go right through everything that is happening and be a light to the world around. Mother's Day is a good time for us to sit down and look at the pattern. Look at the plan again, because you know what? Time can pass and we're bombarded with lots of things today. But it's good for us, and I don't think we need to do it just one time a year now. With the pressure being applied, I think it's going to be good for us to review these things pretty often, to be able to have something to compare it to. At the building that I work in, it's been built now for many years, and I've worked there for many years. But you know, there are times that I still have a problem with something, maybe an air conditioning problem. I'm not getting air on the floor that I need to. I can go back to that original set of prints and trace the ductwork out. And I'll find, you know what, there was a fire damper installed back up in here somewhere that we didn't know about. And that link had broken and it fell. You know, it'd be hard for me to find it without a good blueprint to go back to. Well, I have some blueprints there. I'm not real sure why I even saved them. But they were the ones that came out at the beginning of the project. They said, somebody sitting at a desk somewhere drew this up, and now you go build it. Well, you know, in our building, we don't have fan units like you have in a little closet. We have fan rooms that might be 75 feet long. Where our house unit might blow 1,500 CFM, I have a unit that is takes care of the whole building. It'll do 150,000 CFM. So the ductwork that they prescribed was huge. In fact, some of them we will have to go in them every once in a while and check some dampers. And there we have crawled in them two at a time, and it's the duct itself is like 10 foot wide, 3 foot tall. You can just crawl down through there. It's like a room. Well, one day a set of plans was given to some contractors, and they'll build it this way. And I noticed that's not the set of plans that has as built stamped on it. Because when they tried to build it that way, they found this won't work. You said put the plumbing here, and that's where the air conditioning duct's got to go. And so they go back and they work through it. And when the plant, when the project is completely finished and all the little adjustments have been made, then they stamp it. This is your as-built set of plans. This is the way it was completed at the beginning. You know, God didn't have to do that. He did not have, okay, I think this is the right way to go, but I've never made a woman and a man before. So I might have to tweak this thing later, and somewhere down the road I'll do an as-built set. Mm-mm. He's done it right from the beginning. I was thinking about this pattern. It says an original or a model that was proposed for imitation. Follow this one right here, and you will have success in your life. And the Word of God has a pattern for us to follow. Everybody can go off that same measurement and have success in their lives. Every home can have that same success. But it's every generation that has ever come and gone had the same opportunity. Know ye not that your body is the temple of God's? You've been bought with a price. That price was paid for everyone. It's just whether I accepted it and followed the pattern or not. We have prayer requests for homes that are in trouble. Those happen because someone, even though they were bought with a price, they chose not to follow the pattern that was laid out for them. But I'm here today to encourage us with the success that we can have. We see today Roe versus Wade. What pattern did they follow? Wasn't God's plan. And we need to be able to know that Solomon got a look. You know, he was the wisest man that ever lived. He was able to see God's pattern for a woman. I'd like to look at it. 1 Kings. Because you know what? This story may have more meaning today than it ever has. 1 Kings 3 and 16. We know this story. There's two women living in the same house. They both have infants, same age. One night, during the night, one of these infants dies, and the mother of that infant recognizes it. So she picks up the dead infant, takes it over into the other room where the other mother is, slips hers out that's asleep, and gives her the dead one. And the next morning, they are back and forth. This is not my child. It comes to a place where they go and they take it to Solomon. Solomon's going to have to decide which one it is. And he's got this where they're saying, this one's mine. Other one's saying, no, it's not. So Solomon has the answer. 24th verse. Solomon said, the king said, bring me a sword. And they brought a sword before the king. And the king said, divide the living child in two. Give half to the one and half to the other. He is about to find someone who has a natural instinct that was given. Yes. You know what? It was available for everyone. But something had changed in one mother. Then spake the woman whose the living child was unto the king, and for her bowels yearned upon her son, and she said, O my Lord, give her the living child, and in no wise slay it. But the other said, Let it be neither mine nor thine, but divide it.
Yes.
You know what? Today, we're living in a sign where you can see, in a time where you can see the signs. My body is my choice. What they don't write at the bottom of it is, slay the child. You know, he was able to find who the mother was because God Almighty made a plan way back there. And he put something inside of a woman that he did not give to a man, more so to a woman than he gave to a man. But you know what? Each individual, we have an opportunity to choose. Will I follow the plan? And how close will I follow the plan? I want to go to a verse over in Romans. Romans in the first chapter. It gives us a picture, and I believe that picture is still for us today. But Romans 1 and 28. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. There's another verse, 2 Timothy 3 and 1. This know also in the last days, perilous times shall come. And the third verse has a little piece in it that I think especially applies today to mothers.
Yes.
Without natural affection. You know, God did not make a woman to even have to work at natural affection. It came from the beginning.
Yes.
And I watched that when Heather was a little child and she was given a doll. You know, nobody had to give her instruction of how she handled that doll. That doll was the same as if it were a living human being. I mean, she held that doll so careful. Now, the boys, they didn't have the same value system. So if the doll was sitting in a chair where they were wanting to sit, they maybe throw it over on the couch. And that really tore her up. You know, you can't be throwing my baby around. You know what? That came natural. It was called natural affection. We learn it from the animals. If you have a hen that has baby chicks, that hen cannot protect against anything. A cat could kill a hen. But you know what that hen will give its life when it has baby chicks? I think that hen knows I'm going to have to give it up. But I'm willing. Gives the call. Puts the chicks underneath her wings, and then come what may. You know, there's not much fighting you can do sitting over a bunch of chicks. You just have to die first. You know, Jesus looked over Jerusalem, and he wept. And he said, How often I wanted to gather you together like a hen doth her chicks, and you would not. What it's kind of saying is, I had a pattern for you that would have brought so much success to you, but you would not. I was thinking also of a cow. We've had some cows at the house that gave birth to calves, and you know, they will have, there's a time when they will run from a dog until they have that calf. When they have that calf, I notice our dogs make a wide berth around them. Because that cow will take off running to chase that dog away. What is it called? It's natural affection.
Yes.
You know, today we need to keep in our mind because the pressure is being applied. These choices are choices that women should make.
Yes.
You know what we need to realize is when we don't follow the pattern, it's not called a woman's choice. It's called murder. We don't hear anything about that anymore. It's a woman's choice to do whatever she wants to with her body. But what it's called is murder. And it's caused from losing natural affection. What should have been. But you know what? I don't want this message to end with that. That just tells us what we're comparing what God gave to what we can have. Because there's a verse where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. The opportunity for us to follow the pattern that God gave. We heard the verses this morning. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. With joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. Folks, this is the best life there is. If there were not heaven out ahead, and I can compare the two of the way the world is going, you know, we talk about mental health problems today. I don't think we've seen anything yet of what comes from people that don't just take the pattern and thank God for the pattern and follow it. It brings such a peace to us. So I have a verse that I want to look at in Proverbs. Proverbs in the 31st chapter. Have you been hearing lately in the news they're trying to change some terms to where we don't use old-fashioned terms for people anymore? Well, this one in Proverbs 31 and 10, I'll try to use it the way the world would like to give. They don't want to use the word woman anymore. So what it would be is, who can find a virtuous birthing person? We don't want to say woman. We don't want to say mother. We're going to change because men want to be a mother also. A man wants to be the mother in the home, and we're kind of, it's discriminating against him. What's that song we sang? This old world is bound to change, but I'm glad I know the one who always stays the same. Has a recipe for success in our homes. To those who are to be married out in the future, to mothers today, the pressure is applied. I'm so glad I know the one who always stays the same. So let's just look for a little review in Psalms 119. Because I need to remember this. 119, small little verse, and 89. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Yes. You know, if we could just have a discussion with the people that are going with Roe versus Wade. But you know what? If you don't believe the Bible, it's not going to help anyhow. What does it say over in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, and maybe the 6th verse? Without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. You know, the very first thing I'm going to need to do to be able to have God's blessings on my life is I'm going to have to believe he is. And that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. You know, that rewarding is not just in the life to come. There is a rewarding from following his example that he gave for us in this life. So with that, let's go back and just look at the pattern. Because you know what? If people in our day and time would just pull up the pattern, it would be much easier. What does it say in Genesis 1 and 27? So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Simple little verse. But you know what? It's a pattern. You can cut off of this pattern, but don't go making 20 of them and say, now we're cutting off of this pattern. We originated back there, but we're already here. You know, in the last 15 or 20 years, we have made more change in this world, in this nation, than has been for many, many. It has never been this like this before. But here's where we are. And let's take a look in the second chapter, because this is about Mother's Day. In the second chapter and in the 18th verse, Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I'm going to make a helpmeet for him. And it goes on down in the 21st verse. The Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. He slept, took one of his ribs, closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman. A woman. Not a birthing person. Made he a woman, and he brought her to the man. And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of a man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, cleave to his wife, and they shall be one flesh." You know, this was just way back there at the beginning of the Bible. But you know what? If we cut off of that pattern every time, there will be guaranteed success in people's lives. When they fail to cut off of that same pattern, there comes problems. So back over in where we were looking at in Proverbs 31, you know, there are some places about that. Who can find a virtuous woman? You know, there was great value then. There is great value today. It says in the 10th verse, "Her price is far above rubies. Yes. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life." But it goes on down through that. You know, we're seeing a crumbling in our world today of moral values. But I am very thankful for godly women today. Yes. Who are willing to take the title, "I'm a mother." Yes. And very happy with it. Look at what it says in the 27th verse. "This woman, she looks," this is a mother, "she looks well to the ways of her household. Yes. She eateth not of the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and they call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises them." You know what? She made a decision in her life. That decision cost her something. It cost her what the world is not willing to pay today. I'd like to look at what the price was. In Matthew, the 13th, Jesus gave this parable, and I think it applies to us today. 13 and 45. "The kingdom of heaven is likened to a merchant man seeking," or let's say merchant woman, "seeking for goodly pearls. When she found one pearl of great price, sold everything that she had and bought it." Yes. What does that have to do with us today for Mother's Day? You know, Jesus said, "If any man will come after me," when it says that, it includes all people. But today's Mother's Day. "If any woman comes after me, let her deny herself, take up her cross, and follow me." Is there a cross to being a mother?
Yes.
Sure is. The nights of sitting up with a sick child, the dirty clothes hamper just gets emptied out and put back in the drawers when it's time to start all over again. And there's something about the dishes. It's just, they just get dirty all over again. And somebody's going to have to take care of them. "If any man come after me," any woman, "let her deny herself." You know what? A real mother, when she has denied herself, and there's, we're going to have to go to another verse though. Because it's one thing to deny yourself, but it's another thing to do it willingly. 2 Corinthians 9 and 7 talks about giving. Now, does a woman give, a mother give? Sure does. Gives her life. This one is, "Every man, according as he purposeth in his heart, let him give." Let her give. "Not grudgingly or of necessity. God loves a cheerful giver." You know what? And I think a mother that is the most fulfilled is one who is a cheerful giver. She does not see, "I'm having to stay up with this child at midnight and I am so tired." Folks, the reason our world is in the place that it is today, people are not willing to deny themselves. It is all about me and me feeling good. But we're living in a wonderful time for us today. As a family, to be able to show it to the world. There's a verse in 2 Samuel 22 and 31. As for God, His way is perfect. You know what? It was perfect in Genesis 1 and the first chapter and the second chapter. And today, 2022, it's still a perfect plan. As for God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. You know what? The word of the Lord is tried both for good and for bad. Remember where it talks about we're compassed about with a great cloud of witnesses. We sure are. You read in the paper of those that are following the direction that they're going against God. That's a witness to us. It tells us the price tag that goes at it. What is it? The wages of sin is still death. But the gift of God, this is a gift of God. What He did for a plan for families, and I am very thankful for it. The word of the Lord's tried. It has a proven track record. Time after time. Cut it off the original pattern. Deny yourself. Not grudgingly or of necessity, God loves a cheerful giver. You know what? This is Mother's Day. Father's Day comes in a few weeks. And you know what? This same verse would apply to him or maybe even a little bit more. That we're both, this thing is about us giving in our home. The word of the Lord's tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust in Him. That said, a buckler is a shield. It's a defensive armor that's used in war. Here is what that armor does for us. A wall of salvation upon every side, strong bulwarks it presents to the foe. And in every conflict, though sorely she's tried, faith's shield will ward off every blow. You know, mental health issues are climbing today. Yes. It will continue to climb because we're not following the recipe that brings success. What is the recipe? There is in 1 Timothy 5 and 14, I will therefore that the younger women marry, bear children.
Yes.
Go out and get the best job you can get and make a lot of money. No. Marry, bear children, guide the house. You know what? You take those three words right there, will take a lot of time to be able to guide your house. I remember mom, you know, we sometimes think a mother must have eyes in the back of her head also, because somehow she's able to perceive about the time I was fitting to get into something, and she stops me in that. What was that? That was part of this guiding the house. You know, to guide a house, you're going to have to spend some time understanding what's going on in it. And it's a full-time job. But we don't do it grudgingly. I am thankful that the mothers don't do it grudgingly. It's a cheerful giver. So there is another one in Titus. Titus 2 and 4. That they teach the younger women to be sober, love their husbands, love their children. Wow, that's some concept. But you know what? It was way back there in the pattern that was cut out for us. It was given with natural affection, that it wouldn't be a hard thing to do. Love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home. So I look at the plan for us today. It still will work. You know, sometimes we will have, if you go to apply for a license or something, they'll say to the woman, they'll say, what is your occupation? You know, you don't have to be embarrassed to say, I'm a stay-at-home mom. You know, because a lot of times those people look at you and they kind of feel sorry for you because they know what happens to the people that stay home. They see the dishes throughout the day that they have to just keep on working on. But I tell you what, that's the best career a mother can have. To be able, what does it say? Train up a child in the way they should go. When they're old, they'll not depart from it. They may choose not to follow it, but it won't depart from them. It's going to be a reminder. We heard that this morning of somebody when they were not saved, it still followed them and it helped them even in making choices at that time. What is one of the Ten Commandments? Honor your father and your mother. For us to look back, and I look back now and wish I had her to tell. You know, mothers back then, they gave themselves willingly. Christian mothers today still do the same thing. But I think of all the things that I took for granted, what mom did to make the house a home. Honor your parents, honor your father and your mother. And you know, even though this isn't Father's Day, there's something given to us. Husbands, love your wives. Just like Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. You know what? You can take any one part of the pattern and cut it off and say, this ought to still work. It's part of that original pattern. But you know what? When we can't put the whole thing together, it does not function the same. So the husband has got some part to play too. As Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. You know what? Whenever I give myself for that, the wife is able to give herself the attention that's needed for the children. Not having to go out and try to make ends meet. We have so much to be thankful for when we can follow the plan. Ephesians 4 and 16, there's three words that I want to give there. Every joint supplieth. You know, each part of this plan that God had, each part of it has a part that it supplies. You know what? The children themselves have a part that they supply to the home to make it fulfilled. The husband does. The wife does. And I want to close with one more verse. Matthew 5. We're living in a dark time. People have taken light and they call it darkness. And darkness that they call light. But this 14th verse of the 5th chapter of Matthew. Ye are the light of the world. A city that's set on a hill cannot be hid. I want to tell you something. Whenever we show to the world, I follow the pattern and I am enjoying it. Yes. It's going to be a city set on a hill that cannot be hid. Let your light so shine, 16th verse, before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. May our light so shine before men as we show them, I'm following the pattern. And the results that it's bringing from it. There is a verse, there's a song that I'd like for us to sing. You know, sometimes we sing this song because I'm consecrating myself to, okay, Lord, I'm willing to suffer this affliction. God's way is best. You know what time is proving to us today? God's way is best. In what we're dealing, the subject we're dealing with today, God's way is still best. What does that verse say? God's way is best if human wisdom, a fairer way may seem to show. It's only that our earth-dimmed vision, the truth, can never clearly know. The world is chasing after something I want to be my own. My body is my choice. They do not see the cost that there is out in the future. But I am thankful. This is about those who have chosen to go by the pattern. It's marked right here. I don't want to add to it, and I don't want to take it away from it, because it brings that peace that Jesus has promised to give. My peace I give you, not as the world giveth. I'm thankful for that.